Pesachim per ches mishne beis. Ha'omer la'avdoi tsei u'shchoit alayas ha'pesach. If a person says to his eved, go out and shecht for me a carbon Pesach. So he doesn't tell him what specific animal he wants. Shachat gedi yoichal. If he shechts a gedi, a baby goat, so he can eat it. Shachat tola yoichal. And also if he shechts a sheep, he'll also eat it. This is not brera. Rather, he's being soimach on the eved. Whatever he gets. And the Rav explains that even though other years, by the Karban Pesach, let's say he always used the sheep, but if the Eved uses a Gedi, it's also okay, it doesn't matter. Next case, Shachat Gedi V'Tole, if he's Shecht, a Gedi, and also a Tole, Yochel Min Arishon. So the Karban Pesach is eaten from the first animal. And this is also the same idea that the person that sent him just says, whatever you Shecht, that's what's going to be the Karban. I'm not makbid on which animal you bring. Now, we're specifically dealing, the Gemara says, with a Melech and a Malka, Dafka, and there are those that say that this Kula is only because of Shalom Malchus, or they're just, since they're so wealthy, and they're not makbid on their Suda, if it's a Gedi or a Tle, obviously had a lot of money, didn't bother them. Therefore, whichever one was done first, that's the right one. However, somebody else would be makbid, and you can't Shecht two Psachim and then have Breira afterwards which one you wanted. So then it would come out, if it's a regular person and a guy shechts two karbanos for one person, he wouldn't eat from either of them. Because since there's no breira on the araisas, and Karban Pesach is the araisa, he can't eat from either of them, because maybe at the time of shechita, his das was on the other one. But our case in the Mishnah is dafka with a melech and a malka, that they're not makbid. Next case, shachan ma amar loy rabo. But what if the master knew which animal he wanted, but the eved forgot? Ketzad yasa, so what should he do? So we're dealing with a case where he didn't even get the animal yet. So Yishchet Tala Ugedi V'Yoymer. So first what he actually does, the Rav says, Gemara says, is he goes to the person, the shepherd, that gives him the goats and the sheep, and he makes a T'nai, he makes a condition, and he says, if your master wanted a Gedi, so the Gedi is your master's and the Tle is yours, and I'm selling you the Tle on condition that your master doesn't have any Chelik, because normally the concept is Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo, what the Eved acquires, so the master also acquires, unless you do it on condition that the master doesn't have a Shus on it. So that's what he does, and he says the same thing, the opposite. He says, and if the master wanted the Tle, then the Gedi is yours. And then, like the Mishnah says, Ketzad Yasa, what does he now do? Yishchoy Tola Ugedi V'Yoymer. He shechts both of them, and then he says, Im Gedi Amar Li Rabbi, Gedi Shaloi V'Tole Shali. The Gedi is his, and the Tle is mine. Vim Tola Amar Li Rabbi, HaTole Shaloi Ugedi Shali. Then it's the opposite. And this is also not Breira, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, because it's just that you don't know, but your master knows exactly. So since your master is the one that knows, that's not considered breira. It's only that you're not sure, you forgot. And finally, the last case in the Mishnah, Shochach Rabu Ma Omerloi, if the master now forgot, so now there's really no takana here. Shneim Yetzu Levesa Sreifa, they both get burned. Upturim Milasas Pesach Sheni. However, it's Pater from doing a Pesach Sheni. And the Rav explains that even though that they get burned and they're not eaten because we don't know what they were clearly designated for, however, the shechita and the zrika that were done on them, those were good. And the Rav uses an interesting lashon, he says, because in Shemayim they knew the designated animal that he did shechita and zrika on. However, Akiva Eiger brings, based on the Gemara, that we're dealing with dafka where he forgot after the zrika, meaning by the time of shechita and zrika he knew and then he forgot afterwards. So only there does he not eat and burn both animals, but he's still pata from Pesach Sheni. He's Yotzi Pesach Rishon. He just can't eat it. However, if he forgets before Zrika, so it wasn't fitting to Achila, then he would have to make a Pesach Sheni. That's based on Abai in the Gemara, and the Rambam paskins this way as well. So therefore, based on that, the Mishnah's case is Dafka, where he forgot after Zrika. But if he forgot before the whole thing, then he does have to bring a Pesach Sheni.